Good afternoon. We continue to track a weak front through the region today, primarily producing cloud cover from southern parts of the Catskills across into southern New England, while the rest of the region has returned to abundant sunshine today. With a westerly breeze and that sun, temperatures will find their way into the lower to mid-70s for afternoon highs. The front, though, will stall out to our south, and waves of low pressure will ride along it over the next few days. As a result, we'll have some clouds and a couple of showers around tomorrow, otherwise partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. A warm front will push through on Saturday with a couple of showers, mainly in the morning. Otherwise, we'll have partly sunny skies and highs in the lower to mid-70s. And in that milder air behind the warm front on Sunday, we run the risk of a couple of showers in the morning, but generally dry weather. And with a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be more humid with highs in the mid to upper 70s. At this point, we'll turn our attention toward the Gulf Coast, where a tropical system will be heading north and weakening. However, the moisture associated with this system will remain in place, and it could mean some steadier, drenching rain for us early next week around Monday or Tuesday before we dry it out on Wednesday. Highs will stay in the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather, earlier today, Tropical Depression 16 was upgraded and is now Tropical Storm Nate. Nate is located right along the coast of Nicaragua and is moving toward the northwest near 8 miles per hour. A north-northwestward motion at a faster forward speed is forecast to begin later today and continue through tomorrow night. On the forecast track, the center of Nate should move across the northeastern parts of Nicaragua and eastern Honduras today, and then over the northwestern Caribbean Sea tonight and tomorrow. The center is expected to approach the coast of the Yucatan Peninsula late Friday. Maximum sustained winds are near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is expected today as the center of Nate moves over land. Strengthening, though, is likely over the northwestern Caribbean Sea tonight and tomorrow. Meanwhile, a frontal boundary will span from here in the northeast through the Great Lakes, Midwest, and into the central and southern plains. This front will act as the focus for showers and thunderstorms over the next few days as abundant moisture streams north from the Gulf of Mexico. The axis of the heaviest rain today will be from central Kansas to northwest Missouri, as well as northeastern New Mexico. These areas will have an increased risk for flash flooding, and flood watches have been issued. In addition to the excessive rainfall, the Storm Prediction Center has highlighted portions of the Texas Panhandle, western Oklahoma, and western Kansas and New Mexico for a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low, 43. The record high 91 set in 1941 and the record low 26 in 1965. Sunrise this morning 6:57 a.m. Sunset this evening 6:29 p.m. 11 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and warm today with highs in the lower 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows near 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine and warm today with highs in the upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, warm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we'll go for a mix of sun and clouds and warm weather again today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, just a few showers, upper 60s. More clouds than sun Saturday, just the opportunity of a few showers, lower to mid-70s. A few showers even on Sunday morning, then a mix of sun and clouds in the afternoon, getting more humid in the mid-70s. Cloudy with a chance of rain Monday and Tuesday, perhaps some heavier rain depending on the track of that tropical system, lower 70s, and a mix of sun and clouds back into the 60s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.